next on the 5 o'clock report.
The last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking.
I still have not yet received an apology from the president.
When there's smoke, there's fire, and this is a wildfire at this point.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price, revving up the economy.
I'm a car guy.
That is our top story at 5. U.S. presidents aren't supposed to be driving around, but Joe Biden got behind the wheel of a new Ford electric truck in Dearborn, Michigan today.
I'd sure like to drive it. I wonder whether or not I can lose the Secret Service and go out to the track. Y'all think I'm kidding, don't you?
He did drive it, and he also promoted his $174 billion electric vehicle plan. The president says the future of auto is electric.
Auto industry is at a crossroads. And the real question is whether we'll lead or we'll fall behind in the race to the future.
Indiana Republican Senator Mike Braun says he's all about changing with the times so long as government isn't calling the shots.
I'm one that believes we need to move into the future. It scares me when I start to see government trying to orchestrate it all. That's never worked. This is like government gone wild, in my opinion.
Senator Braun says the transition to electric vehicles cannot come at the expense of U.S. workers. Ford will soon put out that electric F-150 pickup truck that President Biden took out for a test drive this afternoon in Michigan. No end in sight to the fighting in the Mideast as Palestinian militants and Israeli forces continue to fire rockets at one another. President Biden says he supports a ceasefire, but California Democrat Ro Khanna says that doesn't go far enough.
Children are dying, and Netanyahu, who is desperate to cling to power, is out there saying that he is doing this with the United States' support. The president needs to make it very clear. No, you are not.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says there's no comparison between the two sides here.
There's no moral equivalence here. That's the mistake that Congressman Khanna makes. You talked about Hamas as being an Iranian-backed terror group. It's an ideological group. Its entire strategy depends on killing civilians in Israel, so the Israelis will have to respond, and then the world will crush the Israelis. That's their mission statement. They want to wipe Israel from the face of the earth.
Pompeo says under former President Trump, Israel experienced peace for the first time in a long time.
What changed is that this country, under President Biden, is now sitting at the table with the Iranians. We're in Vienna talking about how many billions of dollars we're going to give to the Iranians. That money is the same money that gets funneled to groups like Hamas. We're going to give money to the very Iranian regime that is backing terrorists, that is launching missiles into Israel today. This is crazy stuff.
A group of 20 Senate Republicans plan to introduce a resolution this week supporting Israel and condemning Hamas. Arkansas Republican Tom Cotton.
There is no moral equivalence. Israel has to be able to defend itself, and to defend itself, Israel has to destroy Hamas's war machine. That's what the United States should communicate clearly to everyone involved and to the world, and that's what we should back all the way.
Senator Cotton says President Biden needs to cut ties with Iran. He says that will send a strong message to Hamas that the U.S. stands with Israel. For the first time since the pandemic began, Texas reporting zero deaths from COVID-19. Governor Greg Abbott says they were able to do it without a mask mandate.
People need to start dispensing with these narratives, start looking at the facts, and it shows that not only did we open up 100%, but we also removed the mask mandate, and all of these numbers improved after we opened up and after we removed the mask mandate.
Right after Texas removed the mask mandate back in March, President Biden said this.
I think it's a big mistake. These masks make a difference. The last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. Take off your mask.
It is interesting. I still have not yet received a phone call or an apology from the president.
Governor Abbott says liberals went into attack mode after he lifted the mask mandate. But in the end, Texas proved him wrong.
Some people said that I had issued a death warrant. And here's the difference. The people on the Democrat side, they want to push narratives, whereas what I was looking at was both math and science.
For the first time since the pandemic began, the number of COVID-19 cases now down in all 50 states. Gas prices going the other way. Pump prices in this country have now reached a 10-year high. The national average sits at $3.04 a gallon.
We're going to be facing a summer of pain at the gasoline pump.
Industry analyst Phil Flynn says pump prices right now will seem cheap compared to what's coming.
This little run-up that we saw was probably a precursor to what we may see later in the year. And with the increasing risk to gasoline supplies, as well as pipeline negativity, this could really mean that gasoline prices are going to look cheap right now.
New York motorists average $3.03 a gallon right now. In Pennsylvania, the average price for a gallon of gas is $3.13. A prosecutor in North Carolina announcing today he will not be charging the police officers who shot and killed a drug dealer as he was attempting to back his car out of his driveway. 42-year-old Andrew Brown Jr. shot several times in the back of the head. The DA calls the use of deadly force justifiable.
Mr. Brown's death, while tragic, was justified because Mr. Brown's actions caused three deputies with the Pasquotank County Sheriff's Office to reasonably believe it was necessary to use deadly force to protect themselves and others.
The DA says Brown was trying to run over those officers with his vehicle. Four people dead following flash flooding near Baton Rouge, Louisiana overnight. Governor John Bel Edwards.
Lake Charles received up to 15 inches of rain. And by the way, this fell over just 8 to 10 hours. An extreme amount of rain.
Governor Edwards says two of the victims got trapped in their cars in high water. The other two deaths linked to power outages. Still to come this Tuesday, primary day in Pennsylvania, school budget day in New York, and the big reopening happens tomorrow.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Well, we are on a roll. Marvelous Monday, a terrific Tuesday, and a wonderful Wednesday awaits as friendly high pressure continues to rule. On Thursday, though, a little front across the area, and that'll mean a few scattered showers for parts of the area. Here is the call for tonight. A beautiful evening, first of all. Right on through the evening hours, lovely. Overnight, starry, serene, comfortable. Low temperatures in most areas stay above 50. Beautiful day tomorrow. Again, it's another gem with a bright, sunny sky, a warm afternoon. High temperatures, mid-70s to the middle-80s, although cooler in the afternoon, close to Lake Erie in Ontario. Thursday, limited sun, more clouds, a couple of scattered showers, maybe a rumble of thunder, with high temperatures in the 70s and lower 80s.
All right, Kevin Williams checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Tuesday, May 18th, primary day in PA. Polls close in a few hours as voters decide a couple of statewide referendums that, if passed, will rein in Governor Tom Wolf's pandemic powers.
Referendum number one and number two both restores checks and balances on an out-of-control governor.
That's Pennsylvania Congressman Glenn Thompson. Polls open till 8 tonight in Pennsylvania. In New York, voters have been at the polls today, too. It's school budget day. District spending plans and the makeup of local school boards all on the ballot. COVID restrictions last year postponed the vote, and this year voters seem fired up about things like school closures and mask mandates that could lead to record voter turnout.
Generally, only about 10% of the eligible voters actually vote, and I guess whatever it takes to get people to come out is a good thing.
Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute in Houghton, New York. Most polls open till 9 tonight in New York. The Sun, a former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, running for governor of New York, Andrew Giuliani, joins three other Republicans in the race.
Now, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that New York is not just the cultural center of the world again, but the economic center of the world.
The 35-year-old served as a White House aide to former President Trump, and despite never having run for public office before, Andrew Giuliani says he stands the best chance of beating the embattled three-term incumbent Andrew Cuomo. Reaction continues to pour in after we learned yesterday that Governor Cuomo made over $5 million from his book on leadership during the pandemic.
To profit off of a pandemic, people wondered, why is he putting out a book in October when the pandemic is still raging, when he had by far the worst record of any governor, and the fact that the governor profited off of this, it's just shameful.
Media critic Joe Concha.
Clearly, a lot of wrongdoing here. When there's smoke, there's fire, and this is a wildfire at this point.
Governor Cuomo under investigation for that book deal. Western New York restaurants say they're confused over the state's new face mask policy on the eve of their big reopening tomorrow.
I haven't heard anything that's going to really tell me how I'm supposed to handle it. The honor system's probably not going to get it done, right? So, hey, are you vaccinated yet? Okay, well, you go right through.
Nick Patillo at Osteria 166 in downtown Buffalo says the new policy's about as clear as mud, and his eatery is scheduled to open at 100% capacity tomorrow.
Some people have a misperception that, oh, masks are off, everything's back to normal, the streets are going to be flooded with people, and that's not going to be the case, in my opinion. There's still a lot of people that are scared. There's still a lot of people that are not ready to come out. I understand that, but we have to move on. We have to start moving forward. The infection rates are extremely low. The vaccines are working.
And just as COVID restrictions are loosening, a lot of restaurants in New York finding it harder than ever to fill job openings. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors.
Stocks down today as 8 of the 11 sectors in the S&P 500 were lower. Energy with the largest slide as oil dropped 1%. As significant progress is being made between the U.S. and Iran to revive the Iranian nuclear deal. The Dow today down 267 points, the Nasdaq losing 75, and the S&P 500 was off by 36. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Next, here's Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute.
God wants us to be generous, to dig deep and give cheerfully to his work. But it's not really because God wants something from us. He wants something for us. He knows generosity makes our lives fuller and freer. It brings us joy and releases us from being captive to a materialistic view of life. Listen to Proverbs 11:24. One person gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. In the Message, that verse reads, "The world of the generous gets larger and larger. The world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller." And the verse after it, Proverbs 11:25, "The one who blesses others is abundantly blessed." May God bless you as you give generously.
And you can learn more about trusting God and becoming a wise money manager when you contact us online, moneywise.org.
12 minutes past the hour, everyone's still talking about it. 94-mile-an-hour fastball to the face. Sonny with an update. Drive Home Sports.
Yeah, talking about New York Mets outfielder Kevin Pillar. Again, 94-mile-an-hour fastball. You could see the blood, and there is a lot of fear. He has multiple fractures in his nose, but prayers abound, says Luis Rojas.
Best you can do at the moment is pray, you know, and you know, ask God for the understanding and the best and the guys, you know, that they have a promptly recovery and they can get back in the game. That's the plan.
Yeah, wow. The action is underway. Mets are in Atlanta. The Phillies host the Marlins. Blue Jays entertain the Red Sox. Nationals take on the Cubs. Pirates are in St. Louis. Yankees in Texas. Cleveland in L.A. Stanley Cup playoffs, game two in Pittsburgh. The Penguins, who were swept by the Islanders last time, they trail one game to none. They better get some wins underway. Vancouver and Calgary battling right now. Lightning take on the Panthers later. The Wild at the Golden Knights. And the NBA play-in tips off. The Eastern Conference with the Pacers hosting the Hornets. Celtics, your Celtics hosting Russell Westbrook and the Wizards. Good luck for Family Life. I'm Sonny Delviette.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Well, we are on a roll. Marvelous Monday, a terrific Tuesday, and a wonderful Wednesday awaits as friendly high pressure continues to rule. On Thursday, though, a little front across the area, and that'll mean a few scattered showers for parts of the area. Here is the call for tonight. Beautiful evening, first of all. Right on through the evening hours, lovely. Overnight, starry, serene, comfortable. Low temperatures in most areas stay above 50. Beautiful day tomorrow. Again, it's another gem with a bright, sunny sky, a warm afternoon. High temperatures, mid-70s to the middle-80s, although cooler in the afternoon, close to Lake Erie in Ontario. Thursday, limited sun, more clouds, a couple of scattered showers, maybe a rumble of thunder, with high temperatures in the 70s and lower 80s.
Alrighty, Kevin Williams, finally at 5, something new at the airport.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Airplanes across the country could soon start weighing you before you board your flight.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
The FAA is concerned airplanes could be overloaded because of all the extra weight we're carrying around. Now, the airline industry has been asked to measure people poundage on flights. Passengers will be picked at random to step onto the scales. This is all voluntary. No one making you forced to do it. And these airlines do these types of surveys every 3 years. And the weight on the scales, we are told, Sonny, is strictly confidential. So there you go.
So it's not going to be like when you're at the, amusement park and, see, let me guess your weight. Oh, you get the stuffed animal.
No, nothing like that. But, yeah.
The 5 O'Clock Report was brought to you in part by the House Connect family and Crickler Vending, with offices in Lancaster, Horseheads, and Rochester, New York.